This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And mathematics and quantum mechanics shows that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, Newtonian physics. But I've seen that now in my 42-plus years on Earth. As I get a little bit older, a little bit wiser, I just see that things actually work in patterns. There's rules in the universe. And Trump's not perfect. He's a nationalist. He wants prosperity. He's become more of a Christian. I know people that know him well. He's a listener. I'm going to just stop right there. Don't give the press weapons they want. But Trump's dialed in, folks. And so this great evil's rising up. God's giving us an opportunity. Do we take it or do we leave it? And I'm telling you that I know in my heart if Hillary's elected, she's going to cause a world war and destroy this country. I just know it. I know. It's the most certainty in my life that if we let her steal the election, whatever, we're done. This is it. This is the death of our country and probably other countries. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm sure of it. I've never talked like this. That's why I'm just all in everything against her. Pastor Manning, closing comments from you, then I'm going to get closing comments here from Larry Nichols. I'm going to come back and take calls and go to our next guest. But this has been an epic last hour. People keep saying the shows just get more and more powerful. That's because it's reality. This isn't a game. This isn't entertainment. You've been visited. I've been visited. This isn't a game. But we understand that if we lose this, we lose everything. So there's nothing to lose but laying down. We fight, we win.
Alex, you are both historically, scripturally, and according to physics, you're dead on for the action, the reaction, historically and scripturally. When Jezebels take place and when the enemy comes in like a flood, God does raise up a standard. That is the opposite reaction. And Hillary is going to perhaps bring America back to its senses again and raise up the standard against her, as was in the days of Ahab and Jezebel, when all 850 prophets were eating at her table. God brought in one prophet by the name of Elijah, who called for no dew nor rain for a period of 3 years to bring down the power of the kingdom. So you're right on 3 points, and all you have to do is just follow those 3 points. And I've always taught that if you want to know how to do something and how to succeed at it, no matter what might be your religious or spiritual beliefs, if you do it the way the Bible does or the way God does, you'll always have great success. So I think for your looking back to Jezebel and Ahab and looking at what happened in physics in terms of reaction, you're dead on. And we can take comfort in that, though it might look dark and gloomy now. We can take comfort in the fact that even Hillary herself is not greater than the truth of physics. She can't defeat physics.
Otla.org. The Spirit of the Lord is strong with this one. Thank you, Pastor Manning. Thank you. Going back to Larry Nichols. Thank you, sir. Larry Nichols, minute and a half, closing comments. You've been dead on, my friend. We're praying for you. Look forward to getting you on for a full hour to take calls sometime next week. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I mean, Alex, it's just where it is. You will see the most incredible thing happening now that you've ever seen. The media and everybody, they know Hillary, and they're scared to death of her. She's going to be able to snap her finger, Alex, just snap her finger. And the media is going to not cover a story that she doesn't want covered. They're going to cover a story that she wants covered. They're going to be able to lie and generate, propagate all manner of scandals and things against Trump. And the media is so afraid. Everybody wants.
So you're saying get ready to really see Hillary become fire-breathing. We're about to see the real Hillary.
Oh, my God, yes, yes. I mean, buddy, it's over unless we win.
I just can't believe that the Washington elites, who aren't perfect, but there's some different elites that aren't all bad, and other groups are really going to let this crazy person get full control.
They don't have a choice now, Alex. They don't. This is that day that I've been afraid of for years and years and years. This is that day. It's going to happen just as sure as you and I are sitting here. It's going to happen with the pastor being on You know, I'm just telling you, it's all
right. No, I'm just getting myself right with God. I mean, you can look at her. Yeah. She is a freaking demon. I mean, that woman has the eyes of a serial killer. She just, sends a chill up my spine. God bless you, Larry. We're praying for you, my friend.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen was a NSA whistleblower back when they didn't put you in a federal prison for exposing criminal activity. High level. He's a best-selling author for decades, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. Been a guest of ours for more than 19 years, and he's been working with us the last year. He'll be covering the RNC and hopefully the DNC with us this year. So part of the team's we are fielding on the ground for that group of events. I want to go to phone calls, been holding a while, about what's happening in the world. Madsen obviously can comment on those. He's just popping in today. Then Joe Biggs is joining us at the bottom of the hour, or maybe 40 after, so I need more time with Madsen from the border with things that are happening there. We're trying to cover everything that's unfolding. Briefly, we're doing the biggest sale we've ever done now because we're adding non-GMO seeds, heirloom seeds, shortwave, solar power, and crank radios. We're adding, you know, all storable food, up to 40% off, 20 to 40% off. A lot of it's 40% off. It's not some gimmick where one thing's 40% off. Most of it's 40% off. And then we've also got 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. Now, some of this stuff is going to end early. I said it's going through next week. I've extended it Independence Day, you know, beyond 4th of July. In fact, I want to say it's now the Independence Day sale. But some things will have to go off because we're going to sell out of them. You get free shipping on orders $50 or more and 10% off additionally when you sign up for AutoShip on things like Brainforce or Supermail Vitality or Anthroplex. I mean, a lot of folks, you don't want to sign up for AutoShip, like a shortwave radio, that'll last you 10 years or longer. Or a Seed Vault, you know, you don't need that till next year. But you can sign up for 15 days, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months on the AutoShip and get 10% off additionally as well. And we always hold stuff back, so when you sign up for something on AutoShip, be it Secret 12 or Super Female Vitality or Lung Cleanse, then it's never sold out. So take advantage of that today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com for our nutraceuticals. Find the whole family of great products by longevity at InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase there gets you the biggest discounts out there and also helps fund this operation for the longevity products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, OsteoFX, and so many others at InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay. I am literally overwhelmed times 10. I mean, used to. There was a lot of news 20 years ago. Now it is just insane asylum, what's going on. They're all over the news announcing they want to put chips in all the kids on mainstream. I've got like three articles today and news clips, you know, ABC News saying everybody's going to get a chip soon. What is that? Euro rocked by Brexit now. George Soros spends $100 million on German bank collapse. Deutsche Bank to sell $1 billion of shipping debt to boost capital. Saudi Arabia is having to do $10 million loans. I mean, stuff's getting weird. Deutsche Bank's going straight down right now. It'll make Lehman Brothers, you know, look like a hiccup. We've got all that craziness. We've got bizarre left-wing. It's not even left-wing. It's suicidal behavior. I'm not a right-winger. Wayne Madsen used to be called a liberal, but, you know, I know he's been supporting Trump tacitly because Hillary's so evil. I mean, I'm not against Muslims. Our government goes, stirs them up, puts the radicals in charge, and now they have the Swedish party, you know, government minister saying, you know, when the Muslims rape, it's okay because it's their culture. Now left-wing German politician who was raped by migrants lied and said it was Germans because she didn't want to say it was Muslims. I mean, and then she wears a hood over her head to, like, sympathize with them. It's Stockholm Syndrome. I as a classical liberal, I'm getting really pissed off, man. And Hillary persecuting the press for stuff and whistleblowers, and then she gets away with stuff 10,000 times worse. I know Wayne Madsen's written articles about this. I think Hillary's mainly a Chinese government agent. I know Israel's involved, and so are the Saudis, but he's written an article, and I respect this guy, at InfoWars.com. It's at WayneMadsenReport.com as well. Israel pressured FBI to clear Hillary. If Israel was spying via Hillary's servers, it would explain why FBI is backing off. Well, yeah, that's what I've said day one. She's not an idiot. She's always sold access and data. You put it on there, you have plausible deniability, boom. And so he's got an article saying Israel was using it as a clearinghouse. That makes sense because as bad as our government is, would they really let the Chinese do this? I mean, anybody does it. It's treason. So he's got the sources. Let me tell you, I'm not kissing his butt, but it's true. He is the original Snowden. Snowden's a great guy, done great things. Notice he's attacking Hillary. He knows who the evil is. Notice WikiLeaks is as well. They know who the evil is. I mean, these are evil people, folks. All the real liberals, by liberal, I mean pro-freedom, are against Hillary. It's not that Trump's perfect, but my God, this woman's bad. I'm ranting here, Wayne, because it's just over the top. Where do you want to start first with what happened yesterday? I mean, it's just... It's like I'm a tennis player and they got a ball machine shooting balls every second here. I can't hit them all.
Yeah. You know, yesterday was very interesting to listen to FBI Director Comey. You know, the FBI never misses a chance to go after, quote unquote, Russian and Chinese hackers. I mean, they almost have a franchise on this. But yesterday I was listening to Comey very closely and he did admit that Hillary Clinton's private servers. Remember, we were told it was one server in Chappaqua. That was the other revelation. Comey said there were multiple servers, and some had been taken offline, and it was like trying to get all these emails together. It was like trying to put together a giant jigsaw puzzle. Now, if that doesn't show criminal intent, I don't know what does. But let's get back to this foreign intelligence agents. He said, we know that foreign intelligence agencies took advantage of the lack of security on Hillary Clinton's servers to penetrate and obtain classified information, which he included as sensitive compartment in information.
And that's what you did at the NSA. You headed up a major division program trying to stop people leaking info. Isn't this a classic deal to put it on some server and claim you don't know it's penetrated? I mean, she knew. She's a famous spy, been CIA since college. She knew full well what she was doing.
Well, if she doesn't know, all the people around her certainly knew. And Sidney Blumenthal, who was working with her on these private servers to help bring down Gaddafi in Libya, and what a wonderful result we've seen there from that very poor decision. And the Benghazi stuff was all being transmitted by these private servers. But when I heard Comey say foreign intelligence agencies, he didn't refer to China and or Russia. That is always code because the Israelis are involved. You cannot be an FBI director or a career prosecutor in the Justice Department and even be thought that you're investigating Israel. And if you did look at it, you're certainly not going to mention, anything about Mossad. And then I heard the same guy, a cybersecurity expert on both Fox News and an interview with Politico. Neither one of them the Fox is generally pro-Israel, as is, I believe, Politico. And this guy said that the countries involved, he said China, Russia, and Israel. And he said that on Fox News, and he said it in an interview with Politico. After hearing Comey and then hearing this guy, who had apparently worked in security for Alcatel-Lucent and Cisco Systems, he seemed to know what he was talking about.
Now, clearly it's being reported Israel was in there. Obviously, Israel's penetrated the U.S. more than anybody. And let's be clear, I don't hate Israel. It's different power blocks. But at the same time, Israel puts people in prison that admit they have a nuclear program that's been around 45 years. It's not right. You're not allowed to come in here and get our secrets and, by the way, then sell them to China. Because Israel does that. They love to sell our stuff to China, but the FBI never complains about that.
Look, I've been to Israel two times, and every time I was over there, I had very good discussions with Israelis about how bad their government is. And it's worse now than it ever has been. Netanyahu is completely off the rails. He's now in Africa, kibitzing with two of the worst dictators in African history, Museveni of Uganda and Kagame of Rwanda. But,
exactly. By the way, we put it on screen where Politico is saying Israel. So this is unprecedented for them to even mention Israel or whatever factions controlling this. Let me ask you the bottom line from your sources. You're a smart guy. You don't like to speculate. What do you think Hillary was really doing? I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I've got a good instinct. Wasn't she really just selling data and putting it on the server?
I don't think she was selling it, but it was this, it's this pay to play thing that even her and her husband and Chelsea's Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation was involved with. See, there was this triangle between Hillary at state and this private company that Bill was involved with, and also whom Abedin was involved with while she was a State Department employee, called Tenio up in New York, and then Bill Clinton's Clinton Foundation. This was like a big menage a trois, corporate menage a trois, that was selling or trading. I don't know they were selling this stuff, but at least they were trading for services all this information. And the reason I believe she had the private servers in Chappaqua, the Clinton residence, was to evade not only the National Archives and Records Administration Act, which would make all those part of the record, but she was also trying to evade any leaks by people within State Department.
Sure. Wasn't she making her own compartmented State Department?
Yeah, it was her own. What she established was her own parallel communication system within the State Department. And remember what she said when...
If you did that at the NSA, wouldn't it be called espionage?
I'd still be in jail, and I wouldn't be seeing the light of day for the rest of my life. You know, Chelsea Manning, who now is reported to have tried to commit suicide today.
Let Chelsea Manning go. I mean, you cannot keep anybody in jail while Hillary goes free.
Well, he got 35 years before he had the sex change. But, 35 years, no wonder he tried to commit suicide. He got hammered because of the State Department cable leaks to WikiLeaks, He got 35 years in Leavenworth, and here Hillary Clinton gets a pass from the FBI. So no wonder the very next day.
Hey, she thinks she's a man. He thinks she's a woman. Let's put them in the same jail cell. I think it's fair. Let them be bunkmates. She can be the husband. Or Rachel Maddow, put her in jail with Manning. He'd be the guy, and Manning's the girl. I believe that. I believe it. Hey, we'll be back with our guest, Wayne Madsen, on Alex Jones.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNNSports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's your own personal Justice Department. And here's what the FBI director had to say about Hillary being hacked. She told our reporter she was never hacked.
With respect to potential computer intrusion by hostile actors, we did not find direct evidence that Secretary Clinton's personal email domain, in its various configurations since 2009, was hacked successfully. But given the nature of the system, and of the actors potentially involved, we assess we would be unlikely to see such direct evidence. We do assess that hostile actors gained access to the private commercial email accounts of people with whom Secretary Clinton was in regular contact from her personal account. We also assess that Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email domain was both known by a large number of people and readily apparent. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries. Given that combination of factors, we assess it is possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal
email. It is possible the sun came up this morning and that water's wet. Look, the important point here is that he keeps saying that it's possible because obviously when somebody gets in there, they're not going to leave a trail. Ladies and gentlemen, it's in WikiLeaks. It's in the Russian leaks. It's everywhere, Hillary's emails. So we know that went on. We're going to go to break. This is Sports 7. Come back and talk to Mel, Corey, and Caesar finally, and Margaret with our guests, and then Joe Beggs joining us from the border. But am I wrong? I mean, you ran security, did a lot of security stuff at the NSA. This is what you watched for. As a real expert on this, Wayne, what are we looking at?
Well, first of all, if he's talking about sophisticated hostile actors, and I would argue with Comey whether some of these countries are, you know, hostile as they were during the Cold War. I mean, China's our largest trading partner. Russia, the reason they're doing anything opposed to us is because we've got them backed up against the wall with now NATO troops on the Baltic borders with Russia. So I don't blame them. But it's very clear that when you get sophisticated attacks, they're coming in and they're not leaving a trail. They're pulling. They're in. They take what they need and then they cover up the fact that they were there. I think maybe the NSA has the capability to detect that, but I think it would be even hard for them and the U.S. Cyber Command, because every other country now is trying to see us and raise us in the area of cybersecurity. And don't count the Russians and Chinese, and certainly not the Israelis, out on their sophistication of their cyber attacks.
Well, let's go further. Let's go further then. Yeah. Your gut, Hillary or Trump, who's going to win? Just first approximation. And then what happens under a Hillary administration?
Every time I hear about polls in certain states, and then we have this issue with this Trump sending out this tweet that he's being hammered on about the Hillary photograph and the Star of David. You know, two steps forward and four steps back. I think right now, it's going to be very hard for him to win the battleground states of Florida and Nevada and Virginia and North Carolina. Now, oddly enough, we're seeing a lot closer of a race in normal Democrat pickup states of Michigan and Ohio, which is a either or. It can go either way. It's a bellwether state.
Sure. How could she win in the Rust Belt? We've got 8 years of Obama screwing everybody, yeah. and then she's like running on his record,
right? And Pennsylvania is in play. That's very interesting too, because that's always been a sure Democratic state in most of the last few.
What's
elections.
Your gut tell you though? The establishment wants Hillary. I think it's gonna be election.
Hey, look at all the neocons that are bolting for Hillary. These so-called Republicans, these chameleons, you know. They were LBJ Democrats, then they were Scoop Jackson Democrats, and when Jimmy Carter became president, they left the Democratic Party, and they became Reagan Republicans, and then they got in with the Bush family, and now look what they're doing. They're going back to the Democrats.
That's right. Anybody that supports Hillary ought to be ashamed of themselves. You couldn't be with a more rancid establishment whore.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the other thing, look at the series of events. We had this meeting on the Attorney General Lynch's private aircraft at Sky Harbor International in Phoenix in the private area of the airport. And Clinton says, I just wanted to go on and discuss my golf game and my grandkids. And Janet Reno,
But the FBI ordered the media to not film it. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen and your phone calls in 3 minutes. We're going right to Mel, Corey, and Caesar. We've been Real Troopers holding in, Margaret. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please don't take the site for granted. It's under attack.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
America is going into a very decadent cycle right now. Global corporations are basically exempt from the law. We think about classical dictators and armies as enemies. But now we face global corporate rule. And Hillary Clinton is one of the most disgusting expressions of hubris and sadistic evil I've ever heard of in history, not just my lifetime. I want to go to our loaded phone calls for about 10 minutes to go to Joe Biggs on the border, but have a few minutes left here with Wayne Madsen. Very briefly, Wayne, I've got articles on the London Telegraph today with the top Silicon Valley people, all of them building armored redoubts, moving to the middle of nowhere, saying they think collapse is coming. They've set up a system where they collapse things to get control, but then it makes the money they've created worthless. It's like they can't help themselves because they have no goodwill towards people. They like screwing people over, but they screw themselves, corrupting the civilization that allowed them to even hatch. I don't understand it.
It's almost like the old syndico-anarchist political philosophy, which I believe George Soros practices every day. I mean, how he's now shorting the euro. He did the same thing after Brexit with the pound. He thrives on chaos.
They bet on every number and then just create chaos.
Yeah, yeah, and he finds profit can be made in chaos, and I see that all the time with the stuff that he gets his hands around. But I believe our election here is no different, because what we're seeing, look, all over the world we have political dysfunctionality taking place right now. You know, there's probably going to be a hung parliament in Australia. No party there got the majority to form the next government. Spain is in a similar situation. We have even the Germans now. Germany's talking about leaving the European Union. I mean, that is the engine for the EU, but we see parties there that are opposed.
What about the Islamic love affair with radical Islam? Well, what's up with these German women getting raped, even ministers, and then covering it up?
I think it grows out of their World War II experience. They don't want to be seen as xenophobic.
So they hate themselves, so they ally with who their grandfathers allied with to come rape them.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, the same thing in Sweden. And we have...
But they're allying with the people that sided with the Nazis, and they hate America. What's their problem?
Yeah, I think they're confused about their own history in some of these countries. I mean, we had this judge that sentenced this Syrian migrant to just like a few months in prison because he raped a boy in a swimming pool because he said he was, you know, he hadn't had sex for a while. I mean, like, that's an excuse, but apparently the judge felt sorry for him. No wonder Austria, they now know that their presidential election was fixed, and the Austrian court has ruled that they have to have another election in October.
Sure, here's another article on that. German author banned from Facebook after sharing book on migrant crime, Infowars.com. I mean, where do they, it's crazy authoritarianism.
Right, and I think we're seeing the same thing happening in this country. I said from the very beginning, I thought Donald Trump was absolutely on message with this anti-political correctness nonsense. You know, there's a state representative from Philadelphia in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who says she's opposed to the Confederate flag being used for Civil War reenactments. I mean, can you imagine how foolish and moronic that is?
Oh, she wants to ban symbols. She's a complete out of control moron.
I mean,
what,
she want to use the Imperial Japanese War flag at Civil War reenactments?
That's like France banning Nazi memorabilia from even, like, being sold. Well, who cares? It's memorabilia. It happened. It's history. It's like if I have a Japanese sword from 500 years ago, which I don't. I can't afford one. They're awesome. It doesn't mean I support Imperial Japan or the Shoguns. I mean, it's the most crazy crap I've ever heard. I mean,
I know.
If I can afford one, I have one of those SS daggers. They're awesome. Doesn't mean I like the SS. Let's go ahead and talk to some callers. Let's go to Costa Rica and talk to Mel. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Thanks for holding so long. In fact, I'm putting Mel on hold, getting his address. He's getting a free Hillary for President shirt. Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Jones. Sicilian Mel here from Costa Rica. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Great. While we're all distracted with Hillary Clinton and we're all distracted with Mr. Trump, there is the Antichrist of the New World Order who just got elected in the Philippines that you guys need to pay very, very close attention to. I mean, this guy...
Yeah, he says he's like the right-wing messiah, and he's SWAT-teaming everybody and killing hundreds of 12 drug dealers. That guy?
Yeah, he just came on TV yesterday, and he said, and mentioned five names of five-star generals, and he said, don't leave the country. You're going to be called in for questioning. They already know that they're guilty of sin. This guy is going to start hanging people in public squares. One of the reporters asked him, why don't you use the electric chair? He said, I don't want to waste any money on electricity. Okay?
No, I've seen this new kind of flamboyant type guy. What do you make of him, Wayne?
Oh, well, you know, his name is Duterte, and they call him Duterte Harry, like Dirty Harry. Look, the problem is that Obama... has pledged U.S. military support to the Philippines in Obama's pivot to Asia, which is nothing more than his desire to take on China militarily. So Obama has this wonderful ally in this guy, Rodrigo Duterte, who you know, he just said the other day he's only been president for a week and a half or so, and he proudly proclaimed that he's extrajudicially killed five drug dealers.
I think it's like 30 now. He also said he will kill members of the press. He said, "I don't like you, I will kill you."
Oh, yeah, yeah, journalists are under the gun there, too. And but look, this is Obama's new ally in his planned war.
Well, it's okay, because Obama's liberal. Thank you, Mel. Let's go ahead and talk to Caesar in Mexico. Caesar, thanks for holding. Didn't even notice you're from Mexico. Apologize, I didn't get to you earlier. I'm going to send you a Hillary for President shirt or a Molon Lobby, whichever you choose. Give us your name and address. We'll send it to you, Caesar. Make sure you get these addresses, John. I'm sorry to throw that at you. That guy just hung up. Call back, caller. The last caller from down in Costa Rica. Caesar, go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Alex. I had a comment here. How we see, I've been working in the education system here for about 7 years now, 8 years. And one reason I think, you know, I strongly believe that why people don't do anything, you know, even though like what happened with Clinton yesterday, Hillary Clinton, where, you know, it's just crazy what's going on. And people, it seems that they're just sitting back and doing nothing. And one reason why I see this is we all see it. And one reason why is because, you know, the dumbing down of the population, even over here in Mexico, you know, it's happened all over the world. And one way I see it is this, is that we have professional development events every year. And each year it seems like we are getting taught, trained to apply activities in the classroom that are like game oriented. It's called gamification. It's a cool strategy, but at the same time, it makes like, and even young adults, like at the universitarian age, they're constantly asking in the class, teacher, game, let's play a game. And it shows you how like their mentality is like.
Yeah, this was admitted in the 60s. They don't want you in the real world. So they want you to do simulated competition games where you're never involved in the real world. It's kind of like the, you know, the Romans with gladiator events and horse races to divert the public from what was really going on in the world. It's a distraction so that we sleep while they live. And they also try to make, you know, regular learning as boring as possible and never teach people how it really works, how the world really works, because then you might actually be effective. Everything is about teaching you not to be effective. And you try to tell folks that are obsessed with gamification that, hey, this is a system to control you. They get mad with a Pavlovian response, like you're trying to destroy their world, because their world is a fantasy world. I'm not against games, but there's so much real stuff in the world. Games are only trying to copy the real world. But here's the definition, since you mentioned it. We'll put it back on screen for TV viewers. It's the application of typical elements of gameplay, point scoring, competition with others, rules to play to other areas of activity. Typically, it's an online marketing technique to encourage engagement with a product or service. So, yes, this is what gamification is, and people are mad who live in, like, fantasy land. They're obsessed with their fantasy shows or their video games. And I'm like, hey, I get it. I like some fantasy shows, I like some video games, but it can't be your world. And you can tell they get a glaze in their eyes. They're now intellectually in that fantasy world and see you as someone almost trying to wake them up on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. They want to go back to Wonderland, back to the Matrix. Great points. Thank you, Caesar. Or hold on for one more comment. Wayne Mazin, your comment on that.
Well, you know, I think I've talked to people who are educators, and it's awful now in some of these school systems. They don't even teach in some of these school systems cursive handwriting, you know, because everybody's getting so used to the, you know, texting and the keyboards and all the digital stuff. You know, it's the same complaint I have about Kindle. Look, you know, I've got a lot of real books, and I'm going to keep my real books. I'm not going to put any of my books, if I can help it, on
Kindle. It's not that you're afraid of something new. They admit the screens hurt your eyes. It can digitally be changed. Right. The book is physical. It's very important to have physical copies.
Right, and Kindle, any book that's electronic can be altered.
They've already been doing it.
Just like I believe the 28 missing pages are the still classified pages. When John Brennan, the CIA director, said, oh, there's nothing in there that implicates Saudi Arabia and 9/11. The only reason he would say that after others have come out and said, of course it implicates Saudi Arabia, is that he's gone in and altered.
Well, he said a week after he said he might release it, he said a redacted version.
Yeah. He's altered it. If he says there's nothing in there that implicates Saudi Arabia.
We have all these senators, all these House members have seen it. It's in there. He says it's not there. You're right.
Right. And And that can be done with Charles Dickens novels, Herman Melville's novels, the Bible, you name it, whatever it is.
You haven't heard? They're already re-releasing classics now, politically correct style.
Oh, absolutely, of course. Well, we already had the...
They don't want Tom Sawyer saying it's racist.
Right. The state representative from...
I mean, Mark Twain was anti-racist, but he put the stuff that was going on in the book. It's not racist to historically show something in a novel.
Well, I guess the state representative from Philadelphia, she wants to remove all references to the Confederacy. If she wants to remove the Confederate flag from reenactments, of course, she represents... I got to point out that she represents an area of West Philadelphia where kids graduating from high school there excel in only carjackings and shoplifting.
That's incredible. Well, those that control history control the past and the present and the future. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Look forward to seeing you about a week and a half up there to cover the RNC and the DNC, my friend. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. We're going to go to more calls. Caesar, closing comments. Sorry, go ahead.
Another quick comment question, more like, okay, I've been recently investigating about MK Ultra mind control, and I've been saying that back in the 60s you mentioned, actually, that where they have been, you know, the government officials have been putting, you know, testing people with LSD in secret. But do you see that happening now, but like through other...
Absolutely.
Drugs?
They're testing all sorts of weird designer drugs at UT that I always hear from people, and I'm not even into the drug culture, but I know people that, you know, talk about and tell me about, oh, there's this really incredible drug they're handing out downtown. It comes from somewhere at UT, and then you investigate it, and it's connected to some government program, you know, just testing stuff on people. Absolutely. The government put LSD out on the streets in America, and again, when you say government, criminal elements, not the cops down the street, and there's just all sorts of weird black budget social engineering crap going on.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Alex. Greetings.
Thank you so much, my friend. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like the drug culture, and I don't like drugs and all other stuff. I mean, that is illegal drugs. I drink coffee. That's a drug, for heaven's sakes. You know, I took a nasal spray this morning that was a prescription steroid. So we say, I don't do drugs. That's not an accurate comment. I take some drugs. You know, I'm not as, you know, perfect as Trump, who doesn't even take aspirin. I take Advil sometimes. I take, you know, whatever. But the drug culture, I can't stand it. But they made the culture dirty and weird and sick, because you make it illegal, then criminal elements come in. And then it puts all the money into it. That's why I'm for decriminalization of drugs. All right, now let's shift gears down to the Texas border. Not sure where he is right now. He's been a lot of different places. We may not even stay for security issues. But Joe Biggs with our crew, including Allie and, of course, Zimmerman, are down there right now covering a lot of stuff. Some of the reports are already on InfoWars.com. We've got some hidden cameras down there to get some of the border crossings. Biggs, of course, got the footage with others of the drug dealers coming across famously with the big pounds of drugs that Trump covered. So what have you learned in the last 24 hours, and what's coming up, Joe Biggs?
Well, last night we got into McAllen, Texas, and we were able to make our way down to the Rio Grande River at the U.S.-Mexico border. And what we saw within a matter of minutes was a group of, I believe, seven individuals from Honduras. And then we ran into another group of about five or six people. You know, that happened in seconds. You know, I've been covering the border in this area for quite some time, for about 2 years now, since I've been at InfoWars. And it used to be, you know, maybe once out of a week you might see something like this. But it's now at a point where our reporters last week, within a matter of minutes of getting there in the evening time, were able to catch.
And the Border Patrol says that major uptick. And when Obama invites these people up, who are mainly teenagers, a lot of them are getting raped and killed by the coyotes. And we're not talking about dogs. We're talking about the smugglers.
Well, the last group we encountered last night, the women were in tears. They were crying. So I don't know what they encountered before they made it across the river, but they seemed kind of traumatized a bit. So there's no telling what could have happened, like you said, as far as rape or something like that, you know. But they did say they had just come over the river. They were in dry clothes, so I'm assuming they had a boat. It was kind of hard to make out. But when you get out there in that area, you can hear engines, and you can see smoke plumes coming up from behind the trees in that river area. So there's definitely boats out there. We were just down there earlier ago, about an hour, hour and a half ago, and we're able to go back, take some of the chips out of the cameras that we set up last night. We didn't see a whole lot after sundown, you know, because we got there and got those cameras set up right before it got super dark. So it looks like most of the activity is the, you know, 3 hours.
Sure, used to they came in at night. Now they can just come in during the day because nobody's stopping them. And again, these are human beings. We don't hate them. The issue is the third world's collapsing. They're being brought in to be used as a political weapon. And I'll say this. The last few years you went down, they claimed it was mainly kids and teenagers. It wasn't. Now, because of advertising, and it seems like with the last two crews we've sent down, it is mainly teenagers and children. So it looks like they've made that a real prophecy by advertising it.
Well, the interesting thing about it, Alex, is we were down there trading out the SD cards and the cameras, relocating cameras in other strategic locations where we thought we might be able to pick up more, pictures and video of people coming up from the river. And as we were doing that, we decided to leave and go to another area. Now, we encountered a Border Patrol agent, a female. She had no issue with us being there, Alex. But as we were driving to go out to head to a park to go film to actually do the show, we were chased out by Texas State Police. We were told we could not be there by them, but the federal agents, the Border Patrol, had no issue with us being there. And now
the state police. Wait. I wish we'd got video. I mean, did you get video of that?
Oh, I have. I have video.
Let's put it up. The state police. Here's the headline. State police don't want reporters on the border. What did they say to you?
They said we couldn't be there. We were trespassing if we were there, but there were no signs where we came in at. And
no, the Rio Grande. You're saying the Rio Grande on the U.S. side. You're not a citizen. Can't be there.
Yep. But so now we're in Hidalgo, Texas. We're down from here where there's actually somewhat of a wall. But when you go back into McAllen, there's no wall.
Well, I mean, I want to see this. I can't wait this video's up, Joe. But just
no, it's on Twitter right now. I already retweeted it on your account. It's already got about 75 retweets and likes so far.
Oh, wow. We'll get it posted at Infowars.com.
We've got another video we're going to have to put up.
No, I mean, great. No, I mean, I know you're shooting. I'm not complaining. I'm saying, wow, I want to see that because you're telling me the state police don't want. Did you tell them we're reporters?
Yes, we told them we're reporters.
I'm so sick of this.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Independence.
I'm doing a little bit of overdrive going to the next hour, David Knight, to take your calls. Corey and Margaret and everybody else is patiently holding, like Bob. Joe Biggs is down on the border with Allie and, of course, Zimmerman. And Allie speaks really good Spanish, and she's able to talk to all these folks down there. And I'm just upset with the state police. I don't have some bone to pick with the state police, but, man, but some of the Texas state police just, as I've been down there myself, or even at the Capitol, outside, but just doing an interview, they'll run over for screaming at you. They used to be like that. They have a real First Amendment issue. We have the footage. He's going to upload the rest of it where they actually confront him when they pull him over. But if you're a TV viewer, you can see it. We're going to roll it behind Biggs talking. That's amazing. Your reporters down there covering in McCallum on the border, the illegals are just walking across everywhere, and they told you you're trespassing when you're not trespassing. I mean, what did they say when you said we're members of the press?
They really didn't seem to care whatsoever. I mean, but who's trespassing? Let's look at that. The illegals who came across the border illegally, not coming in and doing immigration the proper way, which is what we have an issue, those people are left alone. Meanwhile, the people we encountered last night, since they're from Honduras, what's going to happen? They'll go into a detention center for maybe a few hours, be processed, be given
sure,
a court
date. Sure, but I'm asking the state police a question. They know whose car it is. They know who we are. They pull you over. I know that footage is going to be coming out soon. And, I mean, what did they say to you? I mean, what's the deal here? We're Americans. Leave us alone.
The guy stopped us and basically said, hey, you can't be here. You're trespassing. You know, and if we come back, we'd probably be arrested, you know, somewhere along the lines of that. So that's the ridiculous thing is my point is we have.
What did you say to him?
Legally.
What did you say to him?
We just said, okay, you know, whatever, thanks. And we started driving off. And as we started driving off, that's when I started filming from back in the backseat because Allie had the camera filming Zimmerman talking to the police from the driver's side window. The guy, as soon as we passed, he sped around, made a little U-turn, and then just sped up behind us completely, like at a high rate of speed, got right up on our tail end, I'm assuming, to get our license plate number. And then as we went off down left down the road away from them to go back onto the main road, he reached out of the window, looked like he was filming us or something like that, maybe to get more license plate information to try to run our plates and find out who we are.
Well, let me just tell the state police, since they can't figure this out. The globalists are dissolving the border, and the Border Patrol is working with us trying to get the information out to save the country, and then we're down there covering the border wide open. So we need to explain. The bad guy you're looking for is named Barack Obama, and the globalists are Hillary Clinton, not us, okay? So that's who opened the border up, not us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, they sought us out. We didn't bother them.
Oh, I know.
We were in our own area last night when the Border Patrol finally showed up when we were talking to the illegal immigrants. They rolled up. They started doing their thing, processing the individuals, taking their belongings. And the Border Patrol had no problem. They said, just don't stand behind us. Stand off to the side.
Yeah, sure.
So they had zero issue. The state police are the ones that want to hinder us.
Well, the reason I brought this up, this happens like every time we go down there, the state police do this. I mean, I just don't understand it. Is it the problem that we're Americans? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, Americans do not have the right to move freely in America. Meanwhile, if you're illegal, you have the right to do whatever you want.
Well, I'm glad the governor put more people down there. I just want to know, this is like the fifth time the state police have done this to us when we're like in major cities on the border filming stuff. It's like, I guess they don't want citizens down there because it's, quote, dangerous. Well, the point is, we're doing our job exposing the open border. We're going to keep doing it, period. So leave our reporters alone. I'm not looking for trouble, but I'm just not going to have people harassed because that's what I heard from you earlier. They, like, almost ran into you, basically.
Yeah, the guys just sped up right behind us and was chasing us. It was ridiculous. If we would have hit a bump and had to slow down, that guy would have rear-ended us. And then I'm sure we would have been blamed for it somehow.
All right, well, you're doing a great job. You guys be safe. A lot of reports getting followed at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Keep it up. I can talk to some Border Patrol folks as well. See if you can talk to state police, too. We're just trying to get the word out. We're all on the same side here, I thought. All right, we'll be back with the fourth hour. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
GCN.
Folks, you can follow all of it at InfoWars.com. We're going to come back, take a few calls,
today.
Hand the baton to David Knight.